First thing, make sure those hour forms in front of you, just fill those out real quick, your name and date on there, and turn back to Sandy, we'd be very appreciative of that. And I don't see Elizabeth here for our inspiration.
Thought I saw her come in.
Oh, she coming in?
I thought I saw her. Not anymore.
All right, who feels particularly inspirational today? Let me see what I can pull out of my hat.
Here's one. Sorry, they were looking for our sheet.
Okay, we don't see her. Okay, I'll go ahead and do the inspiration, so, because I feel inspired today. So if you would. Heavenly Father, thank you for the many, many blessings and graces you bestow upon us as your humble servants. So undeserving, but we certainly appreciate it. Please be with us today as we convene to do the business of our community, what they've come to expect, as we look into the issues dealing with our less fortunate and with our senior population. They count on us to be their eyes and ears and get the work done for them, and we take that on graciously. Let this group work together collaboratively. In their precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, Pledge of Allegiance. That's you, Denise. I know you're here. And I see that beautiful flag up there.
Yes. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, colleagues. Please be seated. Quick announcement. Unfortunately, poor Carolyn Inman, I say poor, she's actually very fortunate. She's overwhelmed with work. She's got a new assignment with the Saddleback.
South Orange County Trustees
for the Community College. That's got to be very time to which it is. And I don't think her husband's doing well either, so she's got a lot of plates she's juggling. So she has resigned. She wants to stay involved, though she'll hear, she'll pop in and do various senior things. She loves, has a passion for seniors. So Sandy will fill in today, but Dave Kesloff has graciously agreed to step in, and we will vote on that at our next meeting. And those that don't vote, then you get to do it.
Gee, I must warn everybody that I flunked American.
And you flunked what?
American.
You flunked American?
Yes, because I came from England, and I was using an English dictionary. All my spelling.
So you have formal English. Okay. All right. I think we can read that. What they say, Mark Twain said that we're going through nations divided by a common language. Okay.
Thanks, Mitch.
Oh, I already gave your report, Sandy J. Really, we're just about the service hours. They're in front of you. It's real simple. Just turn them in. Yeah. Sandy here, and we'll get those in. And we do need roll call. Sandy, what's my name?
Charlie Nash. Linda Barcelona.
Present.
Denise Barr.
Present.
Laval Brewer.
Yes.
Elizabeth Busick.
Present.
Amelia Castro. Jerry Chang.
Present.
Colette.
Chinchinsky. Here.
Thank you. Meredith.
Chalini. Present.
Elaine Genoway.
Present.
Jean Hernandez.
Present.
Ken Hinkman.
Here. Present.
Jim Levy. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Patty Mouton. Joni Nichols.
Present.
Janelle.
Odishu.
Odishu. Thank you. Rachel Owens.
Here.
John Pointer. Tony Rodella. Jeffrey Rodriguez. Amina St. Matthews. Barbara Sloat.
Present.
Sandy Stain. Present. David Sullivan. Dave Teslov.
Here.
Evelyn Velez. Dave Wheeler.
Here.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, brave souls, for all coming out in this foul weather. You know, if you're from anywhere else other than California, you'd think this was a nice, just broad day. Anywhere else.
We're weathermen.
Yeah, there they say, but you know, the streets get wet, next thing nobody knows how to drive all of a sudden.
We're weathermen.
Yes.
Yeah, we are. No question about it, but, and I know John Pointer won't be, he'll be out today because he's doing legislative business. He's got a big, he's running. So thank you for all being here. Appreciate it. We'll try to move quickly. I've got another assignment I've got to do after this one. And it's a, what I call a holy moment. I've got to take some catering sandwiches that my daughter makes at her business to my wife's women's group that's meeting on the floor tonight. So, you think you can do that? I said, sure, no problem. I got all kinds of time. You guys know how that works.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have any public comments? Anyone from the public? Colleen, anyone?
Desert?
There's none in the packet.
All right. Well, we need to make sure the public knows what we're doing. Maybe they're just thinking we don't do anything. Okay, introductions. We'll get to our speakers shortly, but I think everybody, does everybody know each other? Do we have any new people? Raise your hand if you're semi-new, or you say, I'd like to hear who else.
I'm semi-new.
Okay, would you like to, we can go around and pick on Gene Hernandez. I'm your chair. I am the mayor of the city of Yorba Linda, land of gracious living. And our vice chair.
I'm Mary Mitchell Lemmy. I am the vice chair, and my full-time job is with Leading Age California in regulatory affairs.
Good morning, I'm Elaine Janaway. I'm the immediate past chair.
Good morning, I'm Barbara Sloat, and I got kicked upstairs, so I don't know. Pardon me, I'm on the executive committee.
Good morning, I'm Crystal Miles. I'm the chair of the Housing Transportation Committee and also councilwoman for the city of Oliver.
I'm Ken Nathan, new to this organization. I volunteer at the senior center.
I'm Rachel Owens. I serve on the Irvine Senior Council, and I am the chair of this committee's well-being reimagined.
I'm Liz de Barcelona, and I'm nobody in the city. I work in assisted living.
I'm Tony Rubin.
Denise Wise, welcome to Milwaukee. I have city council for Anaheim, and a brave warrior with the rest of these people here, senior citizens.
Hi, my name is Candy. I'm from Saddleback Church. I'm on staff at our Peace Community Resource Center. We're here with Sue Langley. She's making a presentation, so we're just very happy to be here.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Alexis Koutsikos, and I work at Saddleback Church as well, and I help support local outreach.
My name is Sue Langley, and I'm the volunteer lead for community outreach at Saddleback Church Center Committee. And these are my bosses. Don't you see how they keep getting younger?
That is a crime, yes.
I feel you.
I'm Joni Nichols, and I'm all about food. Hour of One, Meals on Wheels 5 days a week, the Soup Kitchen, Wound Walk. But my real world is I'm a childbirth educator, doula, and a midwife, and my practice is entirely out of the United States.
And you bake a lot.
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
And I baked for today, but I counted and there's not enough. So
the first 12 to my card.
My luncheon pledge, I gave up sweet, so it's not going to be good today.
Good morning, Claudia Harris, Director for Office on Aging and Veteran Services. Welcome.
Good morning, Pauline Colvin. I'm the Administrative Manager and Liaison to SCAC, and Claudia is my boss.
Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Busick.
To whom do we give our...
Sandy.
Okay, good. And I was looking forward to food, like last time, and there isn't any.
Well, I was looking forward to your inspiration, and you weren't here, so we're here.
I'm Colette Chinchinsky. I am a senior commissioner with Bonaparte. I volunteer at the senior center. Many different items. I am also the treasurer for Meals on Wheels Bonaparte, and I've been doing it, and I'm here 5 years from Chicago.
So
And so nice to have you here, because we don't get a lot from that part of the county, so one part of representation, that's excellent. Dave?
Hi, Dave Wheeler, I'm the mayor pro tem, who's been able to help here.
Dave?
I'm Janelle Odishu. I'm fairly new as well. I think we're both fairly new.
Couple, number two meeting.
Yeah, number two meeting. I'm an executive director with Sunrise of Huntington Beach.
Actually, two meetings, you're pretty senior now, but the third meeting.
I'm Dave Kesslop, member of SCAC, member of California Senior Legislature, retired for 10 years now, this month.
How does that work? I missed that phase.
Well, it's challenging. I always said I wanted to play golf during the day and play golf during the night, and it's working fairly well.
I wish you today nothing, but you didn't want nothing. Why didn't finish what I did yesterday?
No, I'm quite busy with golf.
Believe me, I know.
And
that's a joke.
Senior legislature stuff.
Jerry?
Jerry Chen, Irvine Evergreen Chinese Senior Association. I'm the president. Thank you.
Very good. And?
Sandy Stang, a lot of committees, volunteer at the Senior Center in Lake Forest Senior Advisory Board, OCTA Special Needs Transportation, SCAC Executive Committee. I can't think of the rest.
As you can see, this is a very committed group, so everybody here is busy. So don't ever try whining to anybody here about how busy you are, because you'll get it back. Okay, let's go with our presentation. It's a community nutrition program serving seniors. Sue Langley, with the Saddleback San Clemente Outreach Program, as she said, is the lead. And LaValle is not going to be here today, so you've got it all, Sue, so take your time and educate us.
That's good. I try not to go too long. I also neglected to mention I am on Rachel's committee. I'm on the Open Meeting Management.
Oh, excellent.
And I promised Sue that we were going to be a friendly, supportive group.
Ooh, that's a lot. Oh. We're definitely supportive.
Well, I'm here representing Saddleback Church, Saddleback Community Church Outreach Program.
Yeah, do we have a microphone at all?
I think as a former teacher, I could project.
Yeah, you got to look.
I'll come forward like this. How about that?
There you go. Better.
Okay. So, Saddleback Church, founded in 1980 by Rick Warren, has the commitment to serve the community, the area, the region, and the world. The example of Jesus is to love others and serve, and that is what Saddleback Church is committed to, thus the large outreach program that Saddleback has. So I was here to speak mostly about our grocery distribution. That's what I was asked, and we'll definitely talk about that. But the broad scope of activities that and resources that Saddleback offers to the community in Orange County is really nice and broad. I'll just highlight the ones that are mostly specific to seniors. But you have a resource here that will show you how to get a hold of everybody and the different comfort, care, and connection ministries that kind of are the broad spectrum of what we do. So anyway, Saddleback Care Ministries Comfort Ministries are grocery distributions, memorial services, AIDS initiatives, refugee, vulnerable children care, and hospital visitation. So the grocery distributions, we are right now currently the largest grocery distribution outlet in Orange County. We do 3 to 4 a week. We serve probably 200,000 or 300,000 people by now this part of the year. And it's been just crazy. We've served, and since the beginning of the pandemic, about 20 million pounds of food. So, and the feedback that we get from our grocery distributions is, one, the amount of food that we're able to give. It's, two, the freshness of it. We have a lot of very fresh food. That's the feedback we get from people who've gone to various grocery distributions, that ours is bountiful and very fresh. It's also easy. We've developed a great drive-through grocery distribution system that is easy and accessible to seniors. Somebody puts that food in their car, and they can just drive away. They don't have to get out. They don't have to walk. They don't have to push a cart or anything. So it would be very, very beneficial to seniors. We do have them all over Orange County, and in your handout, you'll see saddleback.com/getfood. You can go to that website and see where the regular grocery distributions are. We have some that are regularly scheduled. For example, mine in San Clemente are the first and third Wednesdays at the outlets, easily accessible. Others are regularly scheduled. And then we have what we call pop-ups that are not regularly scheduled, but are different areas throughout Orange County. Which also, I'd like to say, if any of you know an area where they might need a grocery distribution, please contact me, and I can work with our distribution center and try to set one up. And on the back, when you see that list of all those people, you can know who to call for your area throughout Orange County if you have an issue or if you want a grocery distribution set up. So our grocery distributions have been the spearhead of our outreach because so much was closed down during the pandemic. But we're starting to open up things again. So other areas of interest or other services that we have that might be applicable and pertain to seniors are a hospital visitation program. They would go to a hospital, they would go to a nursing home, and even to a private home. You just saddleback.com/care. You'll see hospital visitations. Click on that, and you can put in the name and address of whomever you would like to be visited. So that is a great program. Plus, we have a 24-hour prayer program. You can again go to saddleback.com/care. Prayer will come up, and click on that, and you can put your prayer request in, or your prayer request for yourself or for someone else. So those are a couple of the other comfort ministries. The other thing we have in is free memorial services, if necessary. So that offers free memorial services, use of the facilities. So just something to keep in mind there. In our grocery distributions there, people just need to sign in. We don't collect any information except to satisfy our federal government requirement. We're audited. It's not, nobody is turned away, unless we're out of food, which happens sometimes, sadly, but not usually. So nobody's turned away for any reason. So, and our grocery distributions have about 10 to 15% seniors. So if you guys can help us get that word out to seniors, we'd love to see that percentage increase. So, any questions about grocery distribution? Or, yes, Rachel.
So where does the food come from? How often do people return? You know, do we see the same folks, unfortunately, week in and week out, or twice a week, or? So those are two separate kinds of
those products. Are. So first, where does our food come from? Well, we get federal food. That's why we have to keep that little pieces of paper. Anybody can understand federal stuff? Yeah, you get it. So federal food we have to keep track in case we're audited about where our federal food is coming from. We also Second Harvest. We're licensed under Second Harvest. So we get beautiful food from there. Of course, we have food drive donations. One of our things that we really enjoy is getting the middle school and high school kids involved in food drives, you know, for community service. They love it. They love the responsibility, and they've done a great job. And other food donations. Then we have companies that just call us and say, hey, you want 10 pallets of this? Or how about, you know, it's just a blessing. All of it's a blessing. And we do what we call rescues. So we have large companies like Costco, Trader Joe's, Sprouts, and they put stuff out for us. We kind of pick it up, and sometimes we'll go, gosh, I just paid $5 for this at Sprouts. But anyway, we really do, again, I'm going to reiterate, have beautiful food. And if you know of any area that can use a small or large grocery distribution, let me know. And my My contact information is on the very last page there. So that was the first question. The second question, Rachel, what was it? I'm sorry.
How often do people come back?
Yes. Before the pandemic, people could come one time a month. Now we do have, just because we have the sheets, we know how often people come back. And it's a couple of times a month is about the average, which is on with us. It's very interesting that in the pandemic, our grocery distribution numbers went way up. Then they were starting to peter off. But last December, as inflation started to increase and stuff, our numbers went up again.
And now the food stamps are going to be going way down because of public health emergencies, and because the people are going to be about $100 to $200 less than the food stamps.
Oh, wow.
Starting
today. Wow. That's good to know. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. So, thank God we've got these grocery distributions, and we have such an abundance of food. We're very thankful that we're able to do this for the communities. Yes.
Do you have a schedule so people know where to come?
Saddleback.com/get food is the whole schedule. And I can print some of those out. We print on a monthly basis, I believe, don't we? Sometimes.
We use a QR code now, but some campuses do have printed out schedules as well. If you go to it, they'll give you the printed out schedule.
Yes.
Is the schedule regular, such that somebody that's not completely good, just know when it happens?
So, I mean, our Laguna Woods, we have one in Laguna Woods, and that one happens on the third Friday of every month from 9 to 10:30 in the morning. So there are some that do happen regularly, like in the ones in Lake Forest have a schedule of, but they do move locations. So it's like they're every Tuesday of the month, but then they go to different locations. So like Heroes Park, the piece like on property at the Saddleback Church, and then the Lake Forest Sports Park, and then back to Heroes Park.
But that's consistent.
That's consistent. They have some.
Could I ask that you put Gene on the spot here? Could I ask you forward your schedule on some regular basis to Gene and the group, and they can distribute to the rest of us so we can disseminate in other ways other than look up on the internet?
I think we could do that.
You can follow them on social media if you have social media.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
So our...
Well, I have...
I just worry about seniors.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, do you have a comment?
Okay, so the website is updated monthly with very regular schedule with the time. The location may change. So I understand that if a senior does not have internet access, may feel like, well, it was here last month and it's not here right now.
Exactly.
So on the website, we do have it. So once a month, maybe we can take, because there's so much information,
yeah. And
there's different cities. We have grocery distribution from Anaheim all the way to San Clemente. So because the amount of information that we have, it's difficult to send a copy to you. So
perhaps
we can figure it out. We'll troubleshoot, yeah. And we're not
open.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rachel is, she's our liaison with a lot of these centers, so if she's able to get some condensed version of this or a link,
right,
and where they can come to the senior center and access and look for it. But Dave's right, most seniors aren't going to, when you're, especially with a lot of the homebounders, they just kind of, they're not really into the
So grocery distribution from Lake Forest area, we do have printed schedule. We put it in the care box, but not every location are able to do that.
Well,
but
what
we will
do then
love
then
to.
Is
you took care of South County. I think about North and Central counties. Okay, good. I like that.
And we have East Vail in Riverside. You know of any seniors there?
So. Okay.
So is there someone that we can talk to that will follow?
Right, Pauline there, and then she'll make sure we get it.
Okay,
I'm Pauline.
I'll give you my card. Were delegated by a board of supervisors, right?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Not very few were actually.
Only two. Okay. Yeah. Because what my thinking was when we distributed food at IKEA and at Fairview Park, the board of supervisors who had that area made it their job to make sure that everybody knew. And I know what, no matter where I was taking food, or when I'm working on shelter, there were notices out so people could affect it.
Yes.
And the other thing you can do is just have it directed so that someone doesn't have to go scroll through the whole long list. If I live in Costa Mesa, then I'm just looking at where's the closest I can get from for Costa Mesa. So do it by regions.
That's how it's listed on here.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
You're looking at the same thing?
It's a lot to scroll for some of my...
It probably is a lot to scroll.
So for each of our senior centers, we could just go in and print a couple that are closest to that.
We're in the senior center
and make it available.
We're in the process of adding a zip code situation, but that's a lot. We have one development team that handles everything at Saddleback Church. So they service 500 ministries at Saddleback. So I've been working with them. We used to have two columns, and it had like the ones that were in like consistent and like consistently at that area, and then we had one that was just the list of everything, and the feedback was that it was confusing having two lists. So that's why we condensed down to one. So it's hard to please everyone, but we are in the process of making it a zip code finder, but
well, keep in mind that that's what this group is all about.
Yeah.
We're always saying, well, how can we help? What can we do tomorrow? This is what we need to make sure we get this information to our sphere of influence and maybe clarify it, make it in digestible bites so they can understand it and kind of feed it that way.
Exactly.
That's us. That's what we do. So,
great.
Yeah, I get it. You're swamped. Hey, we hear that from Mops on Aging all the time, too, so we're very familiar with what it means to be swamped.
Yeah, and you're saying the same things that I've been saying to our development team, so I'm laughing.
You heard it from another 30 people.
Yes! I'll tell them, see, I told you, and they won't care.
Yeah, but that's why we exist. We're supposed to make it easier.
Of course.
Exactly. And we appreciate that feedback. Thank you.
So what's on the QR code?
The QR code goes to the
to this page,
and then also there's another QR code on the other side that goes to our campuses. So like if they want to visit Saddleback Church. So it's twofold. But it says like, oh, go get food, go to this QR code. On the other side it says, do you want to visit us? Go to this QR code.
So could we distribute the QR code onto our minutes?
You think our seniors are going to be able to access that QR code?
No.
I can't do that. No, I'm just kidding. I can't.
Gene, if you went to a restaurant,
You'd be surprised what sometimes, if they go out to eat, especially during the pandemic, they've probably used a QR code because there's still restaurants.
That's the other thing. The number of older adults that use technology is actually higher than we think. So there are a few, but that's a little bit of ageism to think that no one's using technology.
Well, I came from a group. I had a Rotary group that a couple of folks didn't do email. They do snail mail. Are you kidding me? This day and age, snail mail.
I know.
I'll tell you, they're a lot healthier and look a lot happier without those emails.
Anyway, we will.
Sue, I have a question.
Yes.
Is there a difference in the food that's distributed to seniors versus families?
Sadly, we cannot do that. I know that seniors sometimes have different things,
softer
foods,
that
kind of thing. But we can, you know, if they say, oh, can I have, you know, more of that bread and don't give me
more
the.
Bananas, no.
We can do that kind of thing. But generally, it's a. You know,
because it's USDA.
Yeah, right.
So and aren't we good? Like a low sodium box or a.
Yeah, oh, low sodium box.
A lot of rice and butter,
Our Laguna Woods campus, we do try a little, like more to give them foods that would be senior citizen friendly, but there's no low sodium boxes or whatever. But we do have like adult care items that are given at our Laguna Woods. When available, because once again, we're donation based, or we get them from Costco or stuff like that. So we're cognizant of it, and our grocery distribution leads, they care so deeply about their community, and especially the Laguna Woods campus. So they're continually advocating for more products that can, and we're in the process of working with Second Harvest and OC Food Bank, I believe, about seeing if we can get some senior citizen boxes, but it's just a long process of seeing if we qualify and everything like that. So,
okay. Yes. So you're talking about boxes or bags. So
the food that you're distributing is already put into a box and you just...
Well, that's one portion of it. That's that federal food.
Okay.
It's a box of shelf stable, the rice, that kind of thing. Then we have usually frozen meat of some kind that we pass out. We have dairy of some kind. Sometimes it's milk, sometimes it's mixed bags. When we get eggs now, boy, we're really popular on those days.
You let me know when you get eggs.
Right. And we do fresh produce. You'll get a bag of mixed produce and then various bread and sweet type categories. So it really is a very generous offering.
And pre-packed meals sometimes from Costco.
From Costco.
So those are like pre-made meals.
Yes. Yeah. The mac and cheese is my favorite. So, yes, some of the pre-made meals. So it really is bountiful. And of course, seniors can share with their neighbors if they have something they can't eat, or, you know, they can definitely share with their neighbors. So, yes.
Are some of the foods you're getting from like the grocery chain, are they expired or close to date, and that's why they're donating?
We pay very close attention to that. Yes, it is. Some are close to expiration. We never give out anything that, I mean, it's very technical. It's sell by or best buy, and those have different meanings.
Right.
You know, some of the food might need to be eaten, especially like the pre-packed meals, that kind of stuff, unless it gets right in the freezer. But other things have a pretty long shelf life. You know, like canned goods, according to the standards, can last a year after the expiration date. So that kind of thing. Not that we would do that. We don't do that. But, you know, it can stay on the shelf for a little while.
And I've even taken home, like, produce, because sometimes we have some extra, or, like, honestly, times are hard. I've had to take some home. And it lasts, like, I still have some in my fridge from, like, fridge from, like, last week or the week before the produce, and it's still there, and it's still lasting, it's still fresh.
Yeah. And my milk is good a week after expiration date, so, but, like, good questions, you guys, but your milk.
So all the food.
You still think it's more friendly?
You know, my wife is a fanatic on expiration dates, and I am absolutely not. I said, you know, that's just a ballpark. Don't worry about that. Because
yeah.
She likes to pitch stuff. I go, no, that's still good. I'll eat that for another week or two.
Yeah.
So you got to.
Everyone has their own discretion.
You're right. Yeah, I grew up with a mom that, hey, it wasn't bad unless it was green mold on it.
Right.
And you cut that off.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to cut it off the cheeks.
Yes.
That's for sure.
I'll just add a comment to their question. That's a really good question. So our church has a large distribution center. And at the distribution center, all the food that we get collected or donate to us goes to the distribution center first. And we have volunteers that come in every day, screen through all the food, check expiration date. We had to let go so much food, and it's kind of heartbreking.
So that's a natural kind of check and balance, because there's a delay already in when you get it distributed. Okay.
Right. But there, yes, I'm glad you added that. You know, they are very careful, but we have a distribution center, I don't know, it must be 20,000 square feet or something. And all stations where they
store. You can send your wife to the USDA.gov. Most shelf stable foods are safe indefinitely. In fact, canned goods will last for years as long as the can itself is in good condition. Packaged foods will be safe past the best by date, though they may eventually become stale.
That's good to know, because we clean out our...
Someone gave me 27 boxes of cake mixes from 2012.
They weren't gone.
I made it first for myself. We consumed it. It was delicious. I added lots of other ingredients, and it made 27 times 14 foods for me to distribute to the Shun shelter.
Wow!
Please don't. I'm going to make this a plea to all of you. If you have expired food and you are going to get rid of it, please put it on my gratitude bench on my house, 213 Diamond on Newport Beach. And I come home every day, and there is food on my bench. But because people are, know they're bringing you something personal house and not a drop-off.
Okay, be careful what you ask for. I'll make a trip down to Newport for that.
Are you joining that?
Was there a question over here? I've seen him. Okay, please.
Okay, all right. So, anyway, our desire is really to support the community, fulfill the need, especially, honestly, with the inflation these days. I know that it's very hard with gas and food and medications and rent. So, anyway, you guys have brought up some excellent points. So we'll work on finding a way to deliver the dates. And we can continue working on that zip code thing. And
well, thank you, Sue.
Thank
excellent
you,
presentation.
And thank you, Saddleback Church.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is nice to see our faith-based group step up. That's great.
There's one other thing in there that I really want to make sure you guys know about, which is our resource coaching. Candy is in charge of the resource coaching because anyone we take, it's like lay social workers. So we have people that in their Peace Center, and Sue has a resource coach as well, and they get them connected to government, community, and church resources. And we are a CBO, we are a registered CBO for CalFresh, Medi-Cal, and several other things, which means that we're a community-based organization, and we can directly sign up people for CalFresh. So just an FYI. So
and we have just started a new caregiver outreach ministry that one trains caregivers using the AARP curriculum to train caregivers and also to plan ahead for caregivers. They have a once a month caregiver resource fair that I believe you've gone to, Patty, right?
Right.
Where caregivers can come and grab information. And then they're in the process of developing a caregiver support group through Saddleback that has to go through a process. But soon we'll have that.
Well, thank you guys for sharing that information.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's go on to the chair's items, new business. April, your calendar's up. We're going to discuss our goals, objectives, and see if we can. That's going to be a longer meeting, so that won't be quick. We'll have to take some time on that. And don't forget that all our meetings now are in person. So the subcommittees, when they meet, they're meeting. How did that go, by the way? Was that okay? We got over there. We didn't do anything.
It was quite a
commitment,
but we met
quorum. Okay.
There was some. Well, that's still
really
broken.
Okay. That's the catch-up. We'll get there. Parking was no problem. Okay, good. Old business, our ad hoc group that's dealing with policy and bylaws, I understand has been meeting very focused and very intense, and spent a number of hours to see what they can do to address and update our bylaws and tweak what we want to tweak and what we're no longer doing so we can't move that out. And again, that's a whole process. That's just the start of the process. This will go up a whole chain before we get to the finished product. And again, I just want to thank you all for being here. It's so nice to see people come out in foul weather, and particularly it's not convenient, but you come out here because you're passionate and you're on a mission. Okay, let's have an option on aging update. Claudia, anything you want to share?
Yes, thank you. I would like to just let everyone know that on the local level, countywide level, our partners at Healthcare Agency, Social Service Agency, Office on Aging, and of course at Administrative Office, all are working towards and moving towards our stakeholder needs assessment with our contracted partner, Advance OC, for the development of our local master plan on aging. So as the committee meets on a weekly basis, we were talking about being busy and being on the go, right, Pauline? We've been very engaged as committees and with the contracted provider so that we can move towards the development of the needs assessment and of course solicit our stakeholder feedback, which includes probably a lot of you here in this room as you work for your respective organizations representing and providing services for our older population. We are looking to develop a kind of kickoff towards the end of the month, working towards the final details of that so that we can provide some information. I'm introducing the contracted provider, Advance OC, and what the process will look like, and really engaging our community organizations to be part of the stakeholder feedback. So as soon as we can finalize communications on that and times and how to register, we'll be sure to share that, but just wanted to give you a heads up that as soon as we're able to do that, we'll be sharing it with all of you so that you all have an opportunity to attend the kickoff and to be able to engage in some stakeholder feedback. The more we assist our contract provider in, you know, obtaining stakeholder feedback, not just the organizations providing services, but also our older adult population and people with disabilities, then the more robust our needs assessment becomes, right? And what our needs are for Orange County residents so that we can develop and align that with our state master plan on aging goals. So I wanted to give you a heads up that keep an eye out what we share. I'm sure Pauline will be sharing all of that with you once we finalize that kickoff plan. And I'm hearing, thank you so much, Food Presenter. Thank you, Saddleback, for everything that you do. March, given that March is also Nutrition Month, right? We wanted to know, we're all aware of the CalFresh and how that impacts and the reduction of benefits. I did want to just give you an update. Office on Aging does have contracted service providers within our communities to assist our older adults with the CalFresh benefits and applying for CalFresh benefits. So just wanted to just remind everyone that please, if you're out in the community and you're hearing that seniors are being impacted, or you hear of an older adult who didn't know that they would qualify or how to apply for CalFresh, that they can reach out to us. The easiest number to remember is our information and assistance call center. Our staff will be more than happy to link them with our providers that can help with the actual application process. And that number for everyone's information is 800-510-2020, which is the, they can call wherever they're located and they'll get linked to our office. However, you can call directly into our office, and that local number is the 714-480-6450.
A lot of older adults are told that they shouldn't bother applying for CalFresh, but I disagree with that. Even if it's $20 or $30 a month, it can still make a big difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any benefit, obviously, you know, our providers, they're not the ones making that determination, right? That is at a different level, but at least getting the application process, because we know sometimes that can be a little like mind-boggling, like where do I start, how do I submit my documents and whatnot. So we can definitely assist with that. So wanted to let everyone know. Spread the word, and if there's any additional information we would like on that, we'd be more than happy to provide that to you. So that is all I have.
And
for
that
you.
Number will be in our minutes.
Oh, actually, before that, I know, Pauline, did you want to provide some information?
Sure. At the back of the room, you will see not only the Answers magazine, but there are four boxes there with information on a presentation we had from Council on Aging to the Senior Citizens Engagement Committee. It was absolutely an excellent presentation given by Karen Rossi. And I followed up with Karen afterwards and asked her some of the pamphlets that she has, if she could give us some of those so we could get them distributed to all of your senior centers and people that you're connected with. So at the back of the room, that pamphlet is available in English, Spanish, Korean, and Vietnamese. So please, it's this one. Please, please, please take some with you. It's excellent information, got a ton of resources in there.
And a good reason to have a conversation with your senior center if you feel like it's awkward and you have something to talk about.
Exactly. It really is good and valuable information, especially in today's day and age where scams are like out there everywhere you turn. And then they also have like a little, you know, short cheat sheet. It's like a little card that you can put in your fridge as well that tells you what to do. So please take some with you. And distribute them out, because it really is good information.
Very good. Okay, standing committee report. Our Vice Chair Meredith.
Yes, good morning, everyone. So we already heard a little bit about the Senior Citizens Engagement Committee and the pamphlets that are provided. John Pointer is doing other business today and can't be with us, so I'll ask Rachel for you to give a up to 2 minutes update on Well Me.
Well
Well, Vivian's next meeting is on April 15th. But we have, we're close to finalizing two main goals for the year, which is to advocate for communicating the availability of resources to the senior community. So you are.
You just heard that today.
That's right. So there are more Answer magazines here in front of you. Please do take some. It is amazing where you might be, that there's someone who might need them. I met with an insurance brokerage who was trying to get me to come to work with them, and I handed out a bunch of these copies that in turn will go out. But so far to date, this committee, thank you, Joni, we have distributed 1,000 copies. I'll ask you all to continue to take a bunch. They're in bundles of 15.
Very good.
Ken, I think you took 200 last month.
I distributed them all too.
Yes, the response is quite good. Our other goal, and we've again not developed too many in the way of strategies as to how to reach this, is to advocate for increased access to technology and promote technology among seniors. And I know, what did we just say, right?
Yep.
You know, how do we do this? What are the resources that are available? So those are two goals that the committee feels.
Very good. Appreciate that.
Just a question.
All right.
Do we have anybody that teaches classes for seniors?
Yes.
Do we have anybody that teaches classes for seniors?
I do. I teach lots of classes for seniors.
So I was going to say, I volunteer to teach them.
We also have Get Set Up as a resource to teach classes on tech, too.
Good.
That'd be helpful.
Great.
Okay. And then, Rachel, you should connect with Dave, who's been working on technology.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we met yesterday, and we did not have a presenter. We thought outside the box. We actually just had a really good discussion on something that I think in my opinion has been lacking, and that is once we hear these fabulous resources, information, stuff from like Saddleback and whatnot, and it's great, and we all are charged up, and then you know maybe I go and I communicate to my senior centers, or perhaps you know. Tell some of your seniors whatnot, and we're out there, but it's not making as big of an impact. So we had a discussion in trying to identify how we could better disseminate, or how we could better get messages out there in a broader context, or reaching many more people. So, for instance, what we learned today, and all the information and the links for this, so is Gene. Then when I go to my council meetings, I am able to sit up there, direct a certain portion of the agenda, and I'm able to say, this is what I learned, here's the resources, it's on our website, it's in our e-newsletter, please contact me, it's on my social media. I have that platform, but not a lot of people do. So how could we discuss just different ways and ideas and concepts, and so I know it's not on the agenda here today, and we have some great ideas, and all the people that were there present, I think, felt all in continuity with what we were discussing, and so some of the ideas is perhaps not eliminating communicating with you know, our senior centers and whatnot, which are very important, but kind of going up above a little bit more than that, perhaps involving city managers to help disseminate information, or city councils in each city. And I have to leave it at that because it's not on the agenda, but I would request that we can make an agenda item. If April is too busy or too lengthy, then
we're going to be talking about our goals, so.
Which I don't want to do. I don't want to overstep. Yes. So I think, and we meet the day before that next meeting in April, and it is going to be on our agenda. So we will be able to come with ideas, succinct, concrete goals. So if we can put that on the agenda as well, that would be great.
Now remember that. Even though you're not on the dais, you have the ability to step up to the lectern at every council meeting. So you can make in most cities, 3 minutes, ours is 5 minutes, a quick presentation, just an update. Just keep reminding people of the senior issues in their community. Every community has senior issues, so you're the advocates. Get them out there. Okay, presentation scheduled.
So I'm just going to talk about next month. In addition to talking about our goals, we do have a representative from the Social Service Agency coming to talk about the unwinding public health emergency. So that is going to happen as of May 11th, and that's going to impact, we estimate, about 10% of our older adults that are on Medi-Cal.
We're going to have a mask burning, so
Yes. So that means that if we don't get the word out, that older adults may temporarily lose their Medi-Cal benefits for a month or two, which will impact their health insurance and their ability to go to adult day services and get other services that they are used to receiving. And it'll also be a mess for providers who really can't afford to lose money and are already on a shoestring budget. So we're going to have a presenter so that we can help get the word out that everyone needs to be looking for their mail about Medi-Cal, return their forms, and how we can support them in doing that.
Thank you.
And also the mask mandate ends on April 11th for all health care facilities. So that affects assisted living and also nursing homes.
So and us, every time we go to visit a doctor,
yes,
put a mask on.
And that helps older adults that lip read or have dementia and need to see facial expressions.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you. Announced by SCAC members. It's time where we, those that are SCAC members, will go around real quick. You want to do a shout out for something that's going on in your area of influence? We start to my left. You
want anything? No, I don't have anything. Just happy to be here.
I love it. Ken?
Well, being involved with food distribution, I could relate to a lot of the discussion today on that food expiration. We really struggle with that. So, you know, everybody has a different tolerance on it. So it really is. It's tough though because it takes time to go through the stuff and getting it, so it's a tough issue. I've spent a lot of time doing taxes through tax AARP's program, so we have no-cost tax service at the senior centers. And the only one that has a fairly simple return. It's called one of the senior centers, and I can make an appointment.
Excellent. Very good. And thanks, Rachel.
The city of Irvine has issued an RFP for a survey of what's going on in the city, what's working, what's not working. And the next meeting is going to be March 20th at City Hall. It is open to providers. We are looking for additional input on areas that we might focus on, and a survey is going to go out sometime early April, and we will be having 7 community outreach meetings to encourage folks to participate in our survey, so we get some good information.
That's interesting. We usually call those elections. It's not working here out.
What time on March 20th?
It is at 9 in the morning, Joan.
That conflicts with your well-being mansion.
No, mine's on the 15th.
Oh, I thought it was on the 12th.
Yeah, no, it's the 20th at 9 o'clock at the room at Irvine City Council.
Excellent. Okay, thank you.
I don't have anything. Thank you.
For our next meeting, depending on what my wife has scheduled, I may or may not be here.
Happy birthday.
Is that wishful thinking, Tony, that she's going to schedule something for you? I almost guarantee I'd be here.
Last year, we took off in the morning, flew up to Seattle, and had dinner at the Space Needle.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's a keeper. That's a keeper, Tony. Hang on to that. All right. Excellent. Okay. Very good.
I just want to report City of Anaheim is having a health fair with the boutique. This is on April 29th. It's the last Saturday of the month from 10 to probably 12. It's really well received. The whole community center has every inch of every kind of insurance, care, anything that is needed in the house. It's a wonderful health fair. Also, I just want to say thank you so much for Saddleback. This is a great opportunity for other churches or nonprofits to get involved. The last 3 years I've been involved with Dwelling Place, which is the Vineyard. And I'm not kidding, they pull people from churches, from high schools, kids that need to do community time, and they're out there rain or shine on Saturday at the community center off of Brookhurst in Anaheim. We get over 300 cars. 100 walk-ups. So, and those cars will get as many as 2 deliveries in 1 car. So you could possibly have more than the 400. But it's been consistent rain or shine. And I just want to say, it is really hard to get food. Even Amazon Fresh has come in with pallets of stuff. They're wonderful. Other people have taken the idea and just gone and started their own distribution through Amazon Fresh. But you know what it is? You need the manpower. You need people to sort it. That pellet doesn't come with just cans of beans and whatever. You have to sort through all the cans.
Yeah, neighbors help me neighbors.
Yes, but it's tedious bending over those pallets and stuff. And the Orange County Food Bank, which is North County, runs out of food. So don't think that just because you show up, you're going to find food, because sometimes you don't. And the other part is that South County, with Second Harvest, same thing. I mean, just think about it, 34 cities and only 2 food banks to draw from. This is like a third I am not really connected into, but I know that possibly we're I'm advocating for one in Santa Ana. We really need one in Santa Ana. There is a closed Vallarta market that's been sitting there for 2 years. So the more you communicate to your city council, your city managers, let's push their button and get them started to get more resources. These people are so overwhelmed. And I just want to thank everybody that's on the backside of all of this, because we don't really see them.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I do want to say we work very hard in our distribution center to make sure the expiration dates are well sorted. And we have a grocery distribution manager that is constantly calling and surveying and looking for places for food.
Joni?
Nothing.
Elizabeth?
Yes. Mission Viejo on the third Thursday at 10 o'clock has a food giveaway of non-perishables. And every Friday morning at 7:45, seniors can go to the Community Senior Center and get all this food. It's incredible. That's every Friday morning. And then, as I said, on the third Thursday at 10 a.m., you can get all this non-perishable food. And Saturday, the 25th of February, it was pouring rain. And it was one of those health fairs. And I was there for a booth for the senior leadership thing. And I thought, nobody's going to come. The place was packed. I couldn't believe it. And there was some run of 5K or something run. And I thought, nobody's going to come. Run in the pouring rain, my goodness. They didn't stop anybody. But you should have seen this health fair. It was incredible. It was huge. Highly successful.
Very good. Colette?
One other thing. I truly apologize for not being here for the inspiration. I thought I knew the way. I've been here before. I don't have to write this down. And
we've all been there, Elizabeth.
So I didn't make the right turn on Red Hill. And I kept going. And then it then turned left. Because then I put in the thing on the GPS. And so I thought, no, you don't turn left. I know that much. And so anyway, all that's right. Why.
Well, you had a capable stand-in, I will tell you that.
And the meeting with our inspiration?
Modest.
Okay, so at Buena Park, we do food distribution three times a month. Two times for harvest on a Thursday and Wednesday for the federal. So we do that, and I do work that too. So, and we have to dismount from the things that comes on the bed. So that's a lot of work. So, thank you. I couldn't think of the word. So, but I enjoy coming. So thank you.
Just want to make a comment on communication. I guess since I joined the council 4 years ago, I've been amazed all the organizations I never knew existed, and some of them overlap and underlap, and you find all kinds of situations, and you find some gems every now and then that actually do some good. This is one of them, I think. Communication, last time I got a stack of these, and I got one stack, and I gave it out to the senior center. I was going to split between the senior center, our city hall, and our sports and community complex. And the senior center, I got, they baked for so many, I gave them the lion's share, kept a few back to the other two locations, but then the community center wanted the rest of them. So I gave them all away. I didn't get to the third stop.
Well, you're in luck today.
I kept one for myself.
Yes.
Because I wanted to illustrate it. And I had a council meeting just this past, past week. And council meetings can be very long and boring sometimes. So a couple people stayed at the very end, and one of them said, I've been wanting to get one of those for my mother, for a year. We got one called dog ears and everything. And so I gave my last one away to her.
Very good. Okay.
So communication is key. Don't count on anything, especially the computers. And I want two more stacks like that.
Okay.
Thank you for having me. I don't have anything to contribute this month, but I will in the future.
No problem. Dave?
I'm Gwen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jerry?
Yesterday, we had a housing and transportation meeting in Anaheim. And we addressed the issue regarding mobile home and lack of affordable housing, those kind of stuff. We need to communicate to the city council and the mayor and the board of supervisors of Orange County. But this really will be an issue right now, lack of affordable housing. So we need to try to get a target on how to address this issue.
A lot of cities are going through that. Sandy?
No, I don't have anything.
I don't know anything other than our next meeting. We are adjourned. Our next meeting. Sorry, you just got here.
Well, I was tardy, so I thought I might just be punished. I apologize for being tardy. Elizabeth, I did know the way, but I had tried to be two places at once and it didn't work, so I apologize. Alzheimer's Orange County has our walk for Alzheimer's on April the 1st at Angel Stadium. You're all welcome to just come and see what it's about. There'll be several thousand people there. It's actually very inspiring to see what's being done in Orange County to help families coping with dementia. And April is National Healthcare Decisions Month, and I'll be giving about 15 presentations on the importance of advanced care planning and preparing for death, which is part of life. So if anyone would like a presentation, please let me know, or if you'd like the list of where they're going to be, I'm happy to share it.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. As I was saying, we are adjourned, and we will meet again April 14th, 9:30.